to share a thought on the kina we just finished reciting, the very lengthy Tesavav. And kina Yud Zayin that we're about to recite. I think this is probably, in many respects, one of the rawest of the kinos. Women could eat their own children, could cook their own children. It's numbing just to say the words, impossible to understand what that could have been, what that may have been. And I want to reflect back just for a moment on, again, the first words of the third parak, which the previous kina, lengthy kina, Tezvav is built upon. And to reflect on this unfathomable image that's being painted for us here in Kina Yud Zayin. Parak Gimel of Eicha begins, Ani agever ra ani, b'shevet evrasa. I am the man who saw the afflictions, b'shevet evrasa. By the shevet, by the staff, by the rod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's evrasa, by the Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Who's ani agever? Obviously, the pashup shot is Yirmiyahu. He's the author of this sefer. He's the author of the Eicha. It's interesting. I saw one sefer brings sefer called Sefunos Yisrael that ani agever is actually gematria Yirmiyahu. Interesting, ani agever, a hint to his own name. But Ibn Ezra gives a second shot. Ibn Ezra says that maybe Ani Agever is being said by who? By Kol Echad Mi Yisrael. Obviously, it's Yirmiyahu on a certain level. But it's Kol Echad Mi Yisrael. It's every single Jew. And in Pshat, again, it's talking about the Jews who were there, who saw that suffering, who were at that period of time, who saw the affliction. But I was thinking about the kina we just said, and thinking about what Yirmiyahu saw, and thinking about what the people of his generation saw, and thinking about the kina we're about to recite, the horrific images of women eating their own children. And I started thinking about us, called Echad Mi Yisrael. Because we definitely have, Mamela, we have a unique position in world history. What do I mean? If you lived 200 years ago, you didn't have to think about the Holocaust on Tisha B'Av. You didn't have to think about intifadas and bus bombings in the early 2000s in Eretz Yisrael. By definition, just being the people who are farthest along the journey, every one of us, ani agever ra ani, we've seen so much. We've seen so, so much. If we would have stopped the tape 500 years ago, we'd have seen a lot. Well, the more so now, Tafshin Pei, Ani Agever Ra Ani, we've seen so much affliction, b'shevet evrasa. And thinking about that and having seen it and reflecting on what we've seen and what we know about is so scary. I saw the Nesivas HaMishpat in his Sefer Palgei Mayim on Eicha. He says there's two types of yisurim. There's two types of afflictions, two types of suffering. There are yisurim, which are be'etzem, really nothing other than rachmanis. You see a doctor cutting a person open, it's understood from the body language of the doctor, from the nature of the environment, it's understood that while he's holding a knife in his hand, his intention is nothing other than to help the person. It hurts. It's yisurim. It's painful. But it's understood that it's for his own healing. It's for the goal of helping the person. You see a person who's fainted and someone's slapping him, trying to revive the person. The slaps hurt. But again, it's for the simple goal of trying to help the person. And then says the Nesivos, there's other yisurim. There's a type of yisurim that are yisurim which are meant to hurt. And they're meant to punish. And they're meant to inflict pain. And the Nesivos HaMishpat writes something so painful. Again, in the Sefer Palgei Mayim, he says, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Ani Agever Ra Ani. I've seen suffering. And there's different types of suffering. There's a suffering that is really rooted in something good. But then there's a suffering, B'Shevet Evrasa. There's a suffering which is an affliction by the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doling out punishments. That's the terrifying image of of what Yirmiyahu is lamenting. It's what we're lamenting. We think of these images again, maybe the most unfathomable image of the whole Seder of Kinos is the Kina that we're about to recite. But Perek Gimel also has a pattern for us. If you learn through Perek Gimel, the lengthy Perek Gimel of Eicha, there's a pattern of acknowledging the suffering and then working through the suffering. The opening psukim describe the ways that we suffered, the first 21 psukim. And then from there it transitions to sort of reflecting on the suffering, trying to understand how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, which Mimela comes along with some questioning, asking, challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've seen through many of the kinos already this morning. But as the Rav always points out, those moments of Tzidduk HaDin, those moments where we say, yeah, but Hashem, you're right. That even what the Nesivos is saying here, that Ani Agever, Ra Ani, I've seen such horrible things, and I feel that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe hates me even. Shevet Evraso, Hashem is so angry at me. That's certainly true on a certain level, on a surface level. But the emes, when we dig a little bit deeper, and that's part of what these kinos are helping us work through, from the pain to the emotions of wondering how it could be, to the questioning, how could it be, why did it happen, to taking responsibility for it, to then being able, as the end of the third parak of Eicha does, and the previous kina does, to start turning our pain into a tefillah, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said, to take the kinos and to turn the letters into tikkun, to fix, to make something of it. To realize that we don't have, as much as we've seen, Ani Agever Ra Ani, we've seen a lot, but we haven't seen the whole picture. Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah in Parshas Kisisa gives a mashal. The famous mashal, imagine you come into a shul, the person's visiting a shul, and he walks in and he sees, well, he's a very real example for us, he sees one person getting all the aliyahs. There's a tain on the gabbai, who gives all the aliyahs to one person? How could such a thing be? Or in the Chavetz Chaim's mashal, he sees that Yankul gets an aliyah, and Beryl gets an aliyah, and this one gets an aliyah. He's looking around the shul, and he sees they don't give the Rav an aliyah, they don't give this distinguished person an aliyah, that person an aliyah. The fellow goes over to the gabbai after davening, and he says, I don't understand. You're a lousy gabbai. How do you disperse the kibbutzim here? It doesn't make any sense. And the gabbai looks at me and says, chutzpah, what do you know about how we give out the kibbutzim here? You're here for one Shabbos. You haven't seen everything. Don't you realize that typically, yeah, of course, the kibbutzim are given out in a balanced way. This week happens to be Yankel is Yartzeit, and Beryl made a simcha. So you don't know. You don't know what the cheshbon is. You can't look at one slice of the pie and be able to try to put together the whole picture. The Chavetz Chaim said, every one of us, when we question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking that we've seen so much, Ani Agever, Ra Ani, I've seen so much, in Tochal Nenoshim Piriyam, we've seen horrific things, we have a right to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you haven't seen everything. You've seen a lot, but you haven't seen everything. Chavetz Chaim on another occasion said, imagine a person walks into shul in the middle of Ashrei. Ashrei is being recited. And he hears the words of the Pasuk, Shomer Hashem es kolo avav es kolo resham yashmid. But the Chavetz Chaim says, imagine he walks in a moment earlier, or leaves a moment too early. And he only hears part of the Pasuk. He misses a couple of words and he hears es kol avav es kol harishom yashmid. He misses the first couple of words. Shomer Hashem es kolo avav. He just hears es kol avav es kol harishom yashmid. So he says, I understand why Hashem destroys his enemies. But why is kol avav? So we say, you fool, you missed the first couple of words. Shomer Hashem is kol avav. Ves kol Hashem yashmir. Imagine a person leaves a couple moments early. He hears the first part. Shomer Hashem is kol avav. Ves kol Hashem. I understand why Hashem watches over his loved ones. Why does Hashem watch over the Hashem? You missed the end of the pasuk. You didn't hear the word yashmir. You didn't see the end of the story. As we go through the kinos, we have to be, on the one hand, as Rav Soloveitchik described, we have reshus to question, and we're working through these emotions. We're trying to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. But when we confront some of the most horrific words of all of the kinos in Kina Yud Zayin, we have to remind ourselves that we never have the full picture. We don't have the whole story. Ania gevara ani, yes, we've seen a lot. Again, particularly because of our place within world history, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot. But we don't understand everything. So we have to make sure that we end these kinos in the right way. Again, as we work through the kina, to take the pain and to turn it into the humility of questioning Hashem, but with an understanding that we don't understand everything. And again, to be able to take those kinos and to make them into tikkun, to make them into tfilos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should one day explain to us why it had to be this way.